What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and so great to have you here on the program. Again, this is Black Is Online's Culture Connection, and we're so glad that so many of you are joining us and continue to support. Please reach out and let us know how you feel about the program and the things that we're doing. We're on Twitter at Callie Yaley. That's my personal Twitter account, but we're also, the website's account is Black Is Online. And we have a Facebook and all those good things. So please hit us up. Let us know how we're doing. Today, I wanted to talk about something that is a little troubling for me as someone who is a culture vulture and a participant, of the arts, is a troubling article that came out in the New York Times on September 26th called A New Survey Finds a Drop in Arts Attendance. And I wanted to talk about this idea of people attending the arts and what that means. According to the Arts Participation Survey, the rate of decline in arts participation for adults in the United States was most pronounced in theater attendance, according to the numbers from the National Endowment of the Arts. As you can probably guess, as someone who has given his life to the theater and creates theater, produces theater, works with theater artists, it's hard to hear this sobering news. But the reality is the facts don't lie, statistics don't lie, and so you have to hear them, listen to it, and figure out what is the plan. Just to give you an idea of how it shook down in the percentages, in 2008, the percentage of people who attended ballet was 2.9%, percentage of adults attending performing arts events, and in 2012 is down 2.7%. Classical music, 9.3% of adults attended, and in 2012 it was down to 8.8%. Dance, 5.2%, saw an increase to 5.6%. And jazz also saw an increase, 7.8% in 2008, increased to 8.1% in 2012. The movies, 53.3%, saw obviously an increase, 59.3% of adults attending the performing arts. And then musical theater, which is the theater component, at a high of 16.7% in 2008, saw a considerable drop to 15.2% in 2012. And opera stayed at 2.1% in both years of the survey. And I wanted to talk about this because I found it just interesting that the one genre of theater that particularly those of us who are in the field that usually has the most, it has the biggest draw are usually musicals. And because usually musicals, they have, obviously people love music, they usually attract stars to the roles, and people love music, let's just face it. And so straight plays usually are that much harder to draw people in. So you can only imagine that if the musical theater saw that drop, the straight play probably saw a considerable drop as well. But let me read this part of it. It says, according to a survey on public participation scheduled to be released, this was in September Thursday by the National Endowment for the Arts, one out of every three Americans, or about 78 million people, visited an art exhibition or attended a performing arts event in 2012. That figure represents a drop across the board since the last survey in 2008, but the slide was steepest for musicals and plays. For musicals, the 9% drop in the attendance rate between 2008 and 2012 was the first statistically significant change in that category in more than 25 years. Straight plays fared even worse, with a 12% drop over the same period, a figure that has contributed to a whopping 33% rate of decline over the past decade. And, you know, those numbers are extremely sobering to know that live theater and live performance via the drama are not having an impact. And it makes me wonder, is it the work that we're doing? What is it? Why do people not feel a need to come to plays? And what's interesting about theater is that theater is so visceral. It's so tangible in that you have live human beings acting out the human condition, the universality of the human condition right in front of you, and that every line has to be correct, and there are no double takes. There's no rewrites. There's no opportunity to make it perfect by saying stop or cut as you do in film and television. And so one would think that this would be the more exciting medium, and it does beg the question, are we relevant? is the work that the theater is doing relevant? Are the plays relevant? Are the artists relevant? Why are people not attracted to the theater, and why is there this sharp decline? One of the things that I'm thinking of in my, as I sit here and record, is we really are one of the first, I mean, when you talk about reality TV, you're talking about reality. Theater is reality because it usually is art imitating life. You're usually talking about kitchen sink dramas. You're usually talking about scenarios that are either are made up but are loosely based on some truth, some myth, some tale, some neighborhood story, something. It just doesn't come out of thin air. And so to see that live on stage, I mean, I'll never forget when I saw the Ebony Repertory Theater production of A Raisin in the Sun, and I saw it like several times, and I remember just being completely overwhelmed every time I saw the scene where Lena Younger realizes that her son has completely, he has blown the $10,000 insurance check that her husband worked decades for and left to his family after his death, and thinking how heartbreaking that felt in that moment, and how seeing that over and over and over and over again, it broke my heart every single time. And I can, and I wonder, even as I read the survey, is it that people aren't seeing those moments and are not that excited by that moment? What's exciting about this, I will say, though, particularly in the PLCs, and if you don't know what PLCs, those are people of color. That's right, my people, the blacks, the Latinos, the Asians. In this article, it does say among the good news is that a larger proportion of African Americans and Hispanics are attending arts performances than ever before. Older Americans are also reading books at a higher rate, and a greater proportion of younger Americans are attending outdoor performing arts festivals. And at every age and ethnic group found more of its members going to movies. So that's not to say that going to movies makes you less than, you know, less of a connoisseur of culture. It's a different type of culture. And I just would be encouraged to know that people understand that whether it's live performing art on stage, in a cinema, or at an arts festival, that it's all part of the culture, or if it's going to an amazing exhibition at a visual arts museum. All of those contribute to creating the wholeness that is a human being. And so I just would encourage you to go to the theater, to go to the ballet, go to a music performance, enlighten your world, and enlighten, increase, broaden your range of what you thought you could handle. And, you know, don't go out so far out the box that you would never come back, but, you know, take a moment after listening to this and say, I wonder what I want to go see. You know what? I've always wanted to go hear a live big band. I'm going to go see Wynton Marsalis when he's in town. I've always wanted to see Blair Underwood on stage. I'm going to go and catch Blair Underwood on Broadway. I've always wanted to see what an Andy Warhol picture looked like up front. I'm going to go to MoCA downtown. All of these are opportunities that we all should take advantage of, and particularly our kids. You know, within an age where technology and video games are so ever-present and ever-invasive of our lives, I think it's important for us to connect with the humanity in us all and take a moment to experience how it's really the origin of technology when you think about it, and creativity. These live arts have been with us since the beginning of man. And so thank you for giving me this moment to go on my advocacy rant, because you know Brother Malcolm loves to advocate for the arts. And I just would again encourage you to continue to seek out opportunities in your neighborhood to increase your arts participation. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He loved the arts, y'all. Have a good week. Peace.